first of October.
Indicating that they are going in on a crash basis, and yet
they could be operational, some of them, within a week. It takes a minimum of 125 technically trained personnel to operate one of these sites, and to the best of our knowledge, no Cubans have been receiving this technical training. This excludes the security personnel and administrative personnel required to operate a site. The sites on the western slope of Cuba, 8 of them, cover the entire third of the island. Just below Havana is what appears to be an assembly area from the information we are getting. And in the far right, we have here an indication of an additional site. Each of these sites has a central radar and normally 6 launchers, each normally having a missile. They are exactly the type of equipment that the Soviets utilize in Russia and is known as their SA-2. It has characteristics somewhat better than the Nike Ajax, not as good as the Nike Hercules. Its horizontal range is 25 to 30 miles. Its altitude capability, 60 to 80,000 feet with one system, 80,000 to 100,000 feet with an improved system. We have not received information as to which of the systems they are putting in. Low altitude capability is about 2,500 feet, and the maximum operational area for these missiles, the best capabilities are between 10,000 and 60,000 feet. It appears that there will be additional surface-to-air missile sites put in subsequently. Now, further defector and clandestine reports from the central province indicate that at least 2 sites will be located there. I put them in green, but we have not received any confirming information on those. The pattern now is emerging that would indicate approximately 24 sites in total would cover the entire island of Cuba. In addition to the surface-to-air missile sites that are being put in, we have confirmed reports on 8 Comar-type missile-launching motor torpedo boats. These have an operational radius of about 300 miles at a speed of 45 knots. Each of the boats has 2 missile launchers, but these launchers are not reloadable, so that they must go back to shore or to a mothership to get new loads. They are radar-guided missiles, and they have an effective range of between 15 and 17 miles. It carries a 2,000-pound high-explosive warhead. This is a conventional type of missile launching motor torpedo boat, such as the Soviets utilize in their waters. Some Cuban naval personnel have received training in the Soviet Union, but we do not know whether or not they were trained on the Comar type boat. These are in addition to the 13 motor torpedo boats and the 6 submarine chasers that we had reported earlier this year. These same highly reliable sources indicate that current shipments also include some additional Army-type armaments, such as tanks and armored personnel carriers, possibly also some combat aircraft. We now credit the Cubans with having 60 MiG fighters operational, including at least a dozen MiG-19s. There is no report on any MiG-21s or of any bombers. Soviet shipments of military equipment continue to show no signs of letting up. There are about 16 Soviet dry cargo ships now en route to Cuba, and we estimate at least 10 of them are probably carrying military equipment. Total numbers of military and military-related shipments to Cuba since mid-July approximate 65 vessels. The routine shipments of Soviet goods continue mainly in western bottoms. At least 1,700 Soviet military technicians have arrived in Cuba in late July and early August. Black military personnel, as you know, first began arriving in Cuba in mid-1960. And up until this most recent influx, we have been carrying about 500 military-type technicians, several thousand agricultural and economic-type. 1,300 military-type technicians have just recently arrived, and we estimate now from 3,000 to 3,500 military technicians on the island of Cuba. We would anticipate that additional Soviet technicians, both military and economic, would be coming in these subsequent shipments. That concludes the present situation as we were able to confirm it just this past weekend from what I say are very reliable sources.
Questions?
How many of these missile torpedo boats did you say they had?
There are 8 of them there, sir, now.
Are they water to water, water to air?
Water to water, short range, highly accurate, however, reasonably accurate.
Not subject to water to air?
No, sir. If we give them an estimated probable error of about 100 feet.
And how many miles? At 15 miles?
At 15 miles, yes. From the eastern portion of the island, and as it comes in through various sources, we will collate it, and I would hope by next week or within the next 10 days we would have any new developments in that area.
Mr. President, I wonder if I could ask.
Yes.
Do you consider this a defensive operation or force or an offensive?
Well, there are no indications of any offensive weapons right now, sir. These weapons are defensive. At least the surface-to-air missiles are. The interpretation as to tanks or armored personnel carriers, since they're on the island, I think we'd better revert to the flight in that area, sir, and very spasmodic.
Going anywhere. They're not a threat by force of arms to the other countries. Excision 2. 3 seconds excised.
You're telling me about these dummy corporations that were shipping parts and replacements to humans to keep their industry going. Practically all of them were American in origin. They were transshipping from dummy corporations in Mexico to Cuba. And the Canadians were pretty bad about that, too.
Excision 3, 24 seconds excised.
The Russians would never let that happen. It's got too much nuisance value. If they said they'd give them gold.
There's practically no trade that sites now between people in Latin America. Very limited amount. On this chili, for example, the only thing they sell in Cuba is garlic. And we thought that was probably something we would have raised.
Define the question of missile sites. I understood you to say that they were defensive instead of offensive. Is that right?
Yes, sir. These are designed for shooting down aircraft, and that's all.
Well, now then, the next question is, what is our policy in relation to Cuba? I'm just back from the hinterland, and everybody's inquiring about it. I said I'll have to talk to the executive who spearheads foreign policy, or the Secretary of State. What is to be our policy? Just to sit still and let Cuba carry on?
I'll be glad to state, but on this matter, we're going to make an announcement in regard to the existence of these sites today. We're also going to state that the United States will prevent the use of any of these military weapons, any of this force against any neighboring country.
Mistake for us to talk about
States put missiles in Turkey, which are ground to ground with nuclear warheads. We have to keep some of them. We have to weigh our dangers. I would say the biggest danger right now is still Berlin. Perhaps you'd want to comment on what happened in Berlin today.
Yes,
that you can take from the big thought. between, differentiate as compared to Castro as the individual. I may be wrong about that.
But Fred, that's the impression I've got. There's no question that the extreme left down there was attempting to make some noise about this kind of buildup. I think there is a compensating factor on the other side. So more and more people of the responsible sort are becoming much more sober.
Instructions to any of our planes or so to the construction of these bases.
that is our problem, but obviously not the military problem, but the Department briefing. It seems to be a big
5,500.
So the 5,500, the others are other transportation.
Yes. I think it's next night. It's on the view just to give the whole thing up.
Right.
Necessary MIGs and all the torpedo boats and old kits and bottom of it. Just throw it out and let people have it. Because you have so many rumors. If you don't get this place, Cuba with world support. Now that
too. Since Mansfield, right about it may cause a reaction because this Cuban thing is in the nature of offense to the national pride. Everybody feels there's something personal about it too. So close down there that the man wouldn't get ruffled about something happening in Berlin. He might less hungry or some other part of the world, but he would get upset about it.
Yes, I wanted to speak to Senator Russell also.